Hello, or welcome to the latest edition of Devin Dad Adventures podcast, where we try and formulate a defense of Homer Simpson. My name's Andy, and I'm about to watch The Call of the Simpsons. If you want to watch and listen and, listen to the commentary or whatever, you strange person, I'm very glad you're joining in. I'm about to hit The Call of Simpsons on Disney Plus. I'm going to press play now. Now. Could be the Kindle Fire, but there does seem to be a lag between, you know, pressing anything and actually something happening on the screen. I've got the blue Circle of Doom up from Disney Plus. Let's see if anything loads up. I kind of feel like I should explain a little bit, sort of whilst the intro credits are coming up, I kind of feel like I should explain a little bit as to where I've been over the last couple of weeks. Now, the long term, I will not draw naked ladies in class. That is the Blackboard gag, by the way, not me having a mad moment. But anyway, just to explain, the long term, if it's possible to have long term listeners, seven episodes into a season, will know that I basically tried to take flying lessons a while back, and I hit the pavement, shoulder took the brunt of the damage, and it's been a bit rubbish. Truth be told, it's been, and one outcome of it is, you know, painkillers and just generally feeling sleepy. I'm like, I was getting to what is, truth be told, probably a sensible time of night. Oh, sorry, that's a cookie getting caught in my mouth. Hold on. That's better. Probably a sensible time of the evening and just needing to go to sleep, which, considering my Simpsons podcasting time was normally after 11 o'clock at night, that caused issues. Anyway, we've started up with Homer and Bart in the garden. And I don't know, maybe, again, they're still trying to work out what's going on. Because Bart's there, obviously kind of compelled to mow the lawn by Homer. Checking out the ride-on mower from Rod or Todd. And saying, you know, why don't we have one of those? Homer is there desperately trying to give the right answer, you know. Don't try and keep up with the Flanderses. And come and Ned's RV appears from nowhere. So, I'm not sure what's going on, but food-wise this evening, I've got the gluten-free cookies from Tesco's. And they just taste a bit dusty compared to normal. I've got, so it's been washed down by some skinny lager. Which is definitely going down better than the cookie itself, which I'm sure you can already tell. Now, we've got what I think I like about this episode, right, is that seven episodes in, this is very much going to be classic Homer. And I think it is very focused, I guess, on the Homer that is behind the reason behind this kind of series of podcasts itself, which, you know, was a guy doing a sermon that said, don't be like Homer Simpson. And, you know, On one hand, I understand why he might say that. On the other hand, it's, you know, whoa, let's be nice to a chap. I kind of understand a lot of where he's coming from. He's not that bad. So we've got Homer having his credit rating checked. And very much getting his, yeah. He's trying to get his credit checked by a salesman. And, you know, we've all been there. You've been kind of lured in. And it's that kind of nervy moment when you are applying for that credit card because, well, I've done it once to get a sofa. It was sort of thing that, you know, we could afford a sofa, but why would we want to when we could just have it over, I think it was like 2 or 3 payments and have money off. And but for some bizarre reason, that phone call was nervy as heck, you know? So he gets turned down for credit for, you know, the nice RV, which is, he's had his heart set upon for a whole 2 minutes. And now he's being shown some RAM. In comparison, ramshackle, it's a cheap RV, it's a cheap, it's a sort of, yeah, it represents a second-hand piece of kit, which, let's face it, you're either made out of money or you're used to second-hand kit more than you'd prefer. And hey, you know, Homer's proud of it. Homer's happy. And that should be a good thing, you know. He's happy with it and he's encouraging his family. He's encouraging his family as they go off on holiday in what they could get together. Great family man. Are we there yet, Dad? Classic. Oh, now, is this the wrong turn? Quite possibly. Well, that may well have been the sound of another beer opening up in the background. Taking scenic route. Now in a river. And hit. And here we have the classic Homer Simpson that I discussed. Driving into a river. Yeah, you know, still trying to assure his family. There's nothing to be scared about. Even Marge is saying that everyone's scared. And we'll stop the car. Just in time for it to slowly tip over the edge. Ooh. And here we have the first technical issue of the podcast. Oh! We're currently experiencing slow internet connection speeds. Please check to see if you're still connected to the internet and try again. Error code 42. Crikey. And I've just poured myself a beer as well. That's rubbish. Oh, you're offline. Does that let me on? No. Thank you. Okay, I am back, and I don't know what happens. Every now and then on Disney Plus via, well, I say Disney Plus, it's actually Kindle Fire Stick. It just goes off on one. It just does not want to play ball, and it just says that there's no connection, whilst, you know, there is. It's blatantly between the stick and the router itself. Not because all the other devices are working perfectly fine. So I found myself on the computer. Because I was like, well, I'm not going to finish it there. Anyway, where was I? I am from. They've just started rocking over the abyss. It looks very Wile E. Coyote. Road runner down there. There's someone is about to go splat. Home's gone. Let's all leave very gently and just see his family disappear. The RV has fallen down the cliff. It's all very sad. Simpsons are alive, but the RV is dead. So, for those confused as to where I am, the RV's just fallen down. And Lisa is pointing out the birdies to Maggie, and the birdies just happen to be vultures. Homer's there trying to pretend he's an experienced woodsman in the middle of a forest. But, you know, he doesn't have a clue what's going on, and his first reaction was to, you know, try and reassure his family. The fact that he ends up messing that up, to put it blindly, and let his cries to... Actually, I didn't catch that. Was he kind of God to help? Skip back. Okay, I'll just skip backwards. This is the worst one of these I've done, I'm sure. Okay, so he's just generally crying out loud, what am I going to do? And he's murdered them all, and, you know, the echoes of the ravine are being heard by his family, which, you know, probably isn't great for family morale. Unfortunately, he has gone off to find help with Bart, leaving Lisa the smart one. Behind. She's noticed that Maggie's gone with him, but, you know, they've not noticed that Maggie's gone with him. The vultures are following Homer apart. Yeah, another sign that Lisa's the smart one. Misunderstanding has led to them running away in terror from Maggie, Bart's baby daughter. No, that's sick and wrong. Bart's baby sister. And Homer's baby daughter. And yeah, we've got a few scenes here of Homer trying to show off to his son, which ends with them falling into a river, screaming, and then falling down a waterfall. Meanwhile, back with Lisa and Marge. They are just making a home. They've got a perfect little shelter. It's decorated and everything. even without, you know, well, looks better than anything that Homer did. Which, let's face it, he's off from the way, isn't it, lads? We have Maggie being attacked by a bear and fully looking after herself. Cutting back to Homer appearing, well, post-waterfall in the river below. Seeing his son's hat just float on by and assuming the worst, which, you know, we... Yeah. Can't blame him. And somehow, I don't quite understand the physics of waterfalls. I have to admit, I've not done the appropriate legwork. I've not been in that sort of situation myself. But somehow, they've both ended up naked. Maggie, in the meanwhile, has been taken to the bear cave. And, yeah. It's all very Jungle Book. Homer and Bart have got all a little bit Adam and Eve. With, you know, having like some sort of ring of leaf thing around, you know, this is a family podcast. Stop some of them from being naked. And we have Homer either making the world's worst trap for animals or the world's best catapult system. Which is then followed by his attempt to, well, his continued attempt to find food for his son by just wandering into the undergrowth and then just rolling out and being attacked by all sorts of, like, little animals. And it turns out that the bear that Maggie made friends with has already found civilization. I mean, what is this telling us? At the end of the day, the animals are a friend, right? Maybe it's not a case of don't be like Homer Simpson. Maybe it's not a case of be like Homer Simpson, even though we probably are. Perhaps it's more a case of be like the bears. Look after the kids. Be resourceful. Don't eat people. And we move from the bears to Marge and Lisa, who are getting on fine. Even if they are in some sort of wild fit of delusion over what Homer is capable of in a forest. Because, you know, they're fine, they've got a fire going, they're nice and warm. Homer and Bart are naked and freezing. And the sequence ends with Maggie, warm, being taken care of by the family of bears. Again, we should be more bear. Next day, Bart's, instead of saying, are we there yet? He's asking, are we dead yet? Which is, you know, it's fair enough considering in an attempt to find honey, Homer's just gone and got honey from a beehive. And this is where we all get very fast-like. the classic, Homer Simpson, covered in mud, scaring a cameraman, being mistaken for Bigfoot. This isn't the news guy in Simpsons. The silence is me desperately trying to work out if I remember the name of the regular Simpsons news guy. Kent, isn't it? If that is the case, I'm trying to work out what his surname is. So all I can think of is Clark, and that is totally wrong. I'm not even going to pretend that's halfway right. Now, in a weird way, the whole Bigfoot mistaken identity thing has probably saved Homer in a weird way. Now, it's taken, well, it's brought out all the kind of services to that area who have blatantly found Lisa and Marge. Who, upon realizing what's going on, has said that that's not Bigfoot. That's my husband. Therefore, all the national tabloids are saying, I married Bigfoot. And I'm fairly certain the National Enquirer or whatever it's called has probably had that as a headline. And here we are, the bears have reappeared, been sent away. Whilst no one's looking, you see that they've actually got little Maggie with them. Again, the bears are the stars of this episode. Or, well, if not stars, they are the sensible beings. Again, be more bear. We've got Homer and Bart wandering into the bear cave. The bears forming a defensive and Maggie saves their lives. Bart's obviously comfortable with the bears at this point. And we have a oddly emotional farewell between the bear family and Maggie. Why? I'm gonna say something, but I'm gonna be very aware that, you know, there's probably about 20 years worth of Simpsons I've not got around to watching in any way, shape or form yet. But why have they not just return Maggie back to the bears for some sort of spin-off episode at any point? Because that's quite a nice little family unit they had going on there. But anyway, enough of my waffling. Homer and Bart, Maggie have made their way back to civilization. Civilization's turned around, gone, ah, it's Bigfoot. Homer got shot by a tranquilizer dart. Leading to, you know, sweet little cry of dad from Bart. Now we've got the great scene where, you know, he's been tested on, where it's confirmed that, you know, Homer's not the missing link. After extensive research, it's inconclusive if Homer is or not human. And how many dads out there can kind of understand that feeling? Especially either, you know, during the night or first thing of the morning, where they're not sure if they want to actually wake up for the day or not. So it ends with, you know, the status quo resolved and the light being switched off. Well, I hope at least some of that made sense. I hope the distraction didn't distract too much. If you're still here with me, thank you very much. Please feel free to subscribe. And I'll see you next time. See ya.